Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In a distant solar system, hidden in the far reaches of the Milky Way, life begins anew. A meteor full of rock and minerals descends towards one of the planets, breaking down after being heated by the solar system's star. The meteor's shards soon scatter across the planet's ocean, and out of them emerge cellular life forms. These beings gradually grow in size and become more genetically complex with each generation, and eventually they develop brains. Following that, the cellular lifeforms develop legs as they evolve into fully terrestrial creatures. And of each successful generation, these creatures' intelligence grows even more to the point that they develop sentience, leading them into starting their own tribes. Many generations after that, they become more civilized as they build enormous cities. And much further into the future, these lifeforms master space travel as they begin to establish their galactic empire. This is Spore, a life simulation game released on Windows and Macintosh computers in 2008, developed by Maxis, the team behind the Sims franchise, and published by Electronic Arts. Spore was a rather ambitious and unique video game at the time of its release, due to its varying gameplay style and great focus on evolution. The game features five stages of evolution for the lifeforms you create: the cell stage, where your lifeform must eat and grow until it is as big as possible; the creature stage, where your lifeform will either befriend or attack its other fellow creatures; the tribal stage, where you must guide your tribe into making friendly relations or destroying the other local tribes completely; the civilization stage, where you must negotiate and trade with your fellow nations or go to war with them in a race for world conquest; and finally, the space stage, where you must explore the galaxy with your spaceship, colonize other solar systems, and carefully choose your allegiances between all the alien empires you encounter. Spore featured two expansion packs after the game's release: Creepy and Cute Parts Pack, which gave additional choices to designing your creatures, and Galactic Adventures, a major expansion that provided the space stage of the game with special missions. Spore also received various spin-off titles, including Spore Creatures and Spore Hero Arena on the Nintendo DS, Spore Hero on the Nintendo Wii, Spore Origins on mobile devices, and Dark Spore, a fast-paced action role-playing game released on Windows computers in 2011, a completely different genre to the other Spore games. Though Spore gained its own cult following over the years, especially due to the game's focus on sharing creations online, Electronic Arts restructured and merged Maxis into their other acquired game studios, now forcing the development team to only work on the Sims franchise, meaning that another game in the Spore franchise is very unlikely to happen under Electronic Arts' leadership. Join me again next time